And it's still Yana here with Simon, Jane Twin and Esm Twin.
I'm not washing up anymore.
No, he's not washing up anymore, but I still have to put that bread on.
I'm wiping the surfaces.
Very good. Oh, hang on. That needs washing up as well. Sorry, you are still washing up.
I'm about to resume washing up again, folks.
And I have to put that bread on. Anyway, we're doing, what are we doing? The last prompt for now, which is day 15. Don't wash up so noisily, please. Okay, this is, you're the new time-travelling history detective. Your job is to investigate history's unsolved mysteries. Which of history's unsolved mysteries do you choose first and why?
Okay.
What are you hoping to find?
Okay, so time-travelling history detective.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean I can't go into the future?
New job.
And I can't go into the future.
What are you going to investigate? It hasn't happened yet.
Well, historical things that will happen in the future? Is that possible? Can I go and, like, find out who murdered somebody and then...
Donald Trump.
Who murdered somebody and then I can go and report them to the authorities so they get put in prison before they... And then they
don't. Oh, like that film.
Like Minority Report.
Yes.
Can I go into the future?
You want to be Tom Cruise?
No, I don't want to be Tom Cruise. Short ass. Goodness me. Oh, God, you have to put an explicit tag in.
Shall I start again?
No. No.
What then? No, let's assume we're going into the past.
Okay.
And we're looking at already
happened
mysteries.
Things that are currently history. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, obviously there's... I'm sure... Lots of people already covered the great mysteries of time, like who killed Princess Diana. Where the FBI was responsible for...
I'm sure the Express would want to know. Or maybe not, because they get a lot of mileage out of that still. Sorry, yes?
Were the FBI responsible for... FBI responsible for JFK's death and that kind of thing.
Okay. I probably would have gone further back.
Who shot JR?
Yeah,
JR Ewing from Dallas. Who framed Roger Rabbit? That sort of thing. That's fiction, isn't it? No, that's no good. Who put the wop in the wop shi wop shi wop? Who put the dang in the dang a dang a ling dong? No, what I think I'd find out who killed the deputy. That's what I'd do. Because then every time Eric Clapton then went on stage and went, I shot the sheriff, I would be able to then go on and say, well, I know who actually shot the deputy. So, yeah, I'd find out.
Does that still happen a lot?
That's what I'd do. I'd go around then telling everyone who actually shot the deputy.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'd do.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know. I can't actually think of anything. I'm sure there are lots of mysteries, and I know I used to read historical novels, and there are usually plenty of mysteries. But maybe instead of a real mystery, actually thinking about historical novels, maybe it would be worth going back and... you know how the Victor always writes history?
Yes.
Maybe it would be worth going back and finding out what really happened, and also sort of finding out all the people that we don't remember anymore these days, that actually contributed to great events in history or to history in general, but that are now largely forgotten. You always hear these. There's always people, who invented something or who did something great, and you kind of wonder, well, why did we not? You know, why are they not part of the classics? Why are they not commonly known? Maybe something like that. Find some more of those people.
Yeah. Be good. It'd be encouraging to the underdogs of today.
Yeah, no, because sometimes it's really unfair because two people invent the same thing, but only one of them's really known for it these days, you know, or all the writers, sort of the first novelists, especially the first women novelists, the ones, you know, some of them are well known and some are not, you know, and it's kind of, history is obviously taken to some of them and some not. And now these days we have the impression that in the 18th century there were only about three or so women writers, and there were quite a few that were popular. So, you know, things like that. Finding some more people that did great things back then, and things that we benefit from these days, and who sort of did their bit for humankind, but although no longer remembered for whatever reason.
We need a bigger draining board.
He says, standing there with two bits, holding one in each hand. Yeah, or I could be a bit more helpful and move something.
Well, when you finished your boo.
Yeah, I think I have. Right, I think that's probably enough from us for tonight.
Sorry.
Luckily, I'm finished with the prompts.
Yeah.
Oh, and before it all collapses, I think I better go and say bye for now. And thank you for listening and for putting up with all the clattering as well.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.